Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library here at Studio. Shay, how are you?
Hey, hi, Andy and Steve. I'm doing really well, and you're right. We are in the holiday spirit around here, so.
We better be. There's only a couple days left.
That's right.
That's right. Have you got your shopping done?
I was going to ask you the same thing, but you beat me to it. I'm actually, for the first time in a long time, I am done with my holiday shopping. I've got everybody accounted for, so I'm done. So
I'm 95%.
Okay.
I got one item left.
Well, see, because of where you live, you've got easy access.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't mean you still don't have to sit in long lines and things of that nature. But so you've got almost all yours done.
Yeah, one item left.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, good.
If you don't have yours done, we've given you like 30 seconds to come up with an excuse as to why you might not have it done. So
no, I start in July.
July?
I do. It's sort of like that whole mindset of Christmas in July. So I start to see things that I know that someone that I care about or whatever, you know, would like. And I'll just pick up something here and there. And my other thing is that I think, well, if I spend a little bit of money,
yeah,
you know, at a time, then it doesn't feel like
right. Quite
as big and, you know, it as if I were to wait like in December and go, oh, my God, I'm so broke. So anyway.
You started in July.
Oh, yeah, just little stuff for my kids. Again,
my parents used to start in, like, August when we were kids
for
the financial reason, though,
because
they were like, everyone says they're going to put money together and put money aside for Christmas, and then all of a sudden Christmas comes, and you're like,
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then you go broke eating ramen for 2 weeks because you just had to buy Christmas presents for everyone.
That's usually,
it makes sense.
When that credit card bill comes in January,
that's right.
You're not going out as much. But see, I feel like females are ahead of the game in that regard because my wife does the same thing. She'll start shopping in like July and May. Like, she'll come home sometimes in, you know, June, July, say, oh, I got a lot of Christmas shopping done. We're 6 months away. What do you mean you got your Christmas shopping done? But
She's smart. So
see, my wife just shops all year round, so I just never know if it's for Christmas or not Christmas. It just, you know.
So Christmas morning, it's like a surprise. She'll be like, look, honey, look at everything we bought for everybody.
Exactly.
Right? There you go.
Yeah, just throw the dust off of it, right?
That's
it's
right.
Been wrapped for the last 6 months, but. Well, a lot to talk about because you guys have a lot of really cool stuff going on, and you guys have a new program that will begin just after the first of the year called A Blizzard of Books. And I know you guys have a couple of different sessions that you'll be celebrating this, and from what I understand, this will be a monthly celebration. You'll have one for adults and one that you're opening up to the entire family.
Yeah, exactly. So the basic idea, a lot of people are familiar with sort of a summer reading club where they come in the summertime and you get prizes and can win things just for reading a book. So we're kind of doing the same thing, except we're taking this to wintertime and calling it a Blizzard of Books. And so January through the end of February, basically any adult can come in. And actually, again, you're kind of talking about the kids part too. So we also have essentially a Blizzard of Books winter reading challenge for kids as well. And so you either go to our, you know, our adults area or our children's area, and basically you sign up for this log and you keep your information, and we're going to have different gift cards from all sorts of places, from stores, from food and restaurants and stuff like that for kids to win. And then also Dairy Queen is getting in on this as well for
nice. The
kids part. I mean, who doesn't like get it a Blizzard, a DQ Blizzard?
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so the more you read, the more ice cream
Plan
you can
words,
earn.
I like that.
See, you like
that's
that.
Great
so,
idea.
So yeah, so we have some great community partners that are helping us do this. But again, a lot of it is just, you know, you're in for the winter. This is perfect, you know, if you have a little cabin fever, you know, escape to a whole different place or be a different person, you know, just by opening up the pages of a book. So the whole idea is just kind of a getaway in the winter, but you also get prizes for it. So
you get a blizzard for it. I don't know how I didn't see that coming. That's amazing. Well done. Very well done.
We try.
Oh, you guys succeed. Some try. You guys succeed. Well, you guys succeed as well with other cool, interesting, and unique ideas as well. See, the Harry Potter monster, I thought, kind of went away when the series was over. But then, you know, the Fantastic Beasts have kind of come back into our lives. And now Harry Potter is alive and well again. And you guys certainly hope to capitalize off of the Harry Potter madness with something you guys call Potterology, which I thought was really cool.
That's right. So Potterology is the science of Harry Potter. And so you might say, okay, well, is that kind of unusual? So this doesn't have to do anything with books. Well, the reason why is because it's in our Discovery Works area of our building, which actually is kind of our teaching area. It's a whole mini science center essentially up here in Avon Lake that anybody can come to. But what's really cool is all of our programs and classes out of that area are all science-based. So kids are learning, but they're having fun and they don't even know it, beginning to do all these science kind of projects. So Potterology basically is brewing up some bubbling potions and discovering the secret of disappearing ghost eggs. You'll have to come to the class to find out what that means. But basically, it's spellbinding fun and exploring kind of the science of Harry Potter. So all the kind of magic that happens in the movie, you actually get to do hands-on at the program.
Speaking of the magic, will they be teaching the magic of how to create butterbeer? And I know that's not out of bounds because we're talking about kids and butterbeer, but butterbeer, well, it has a lot of sugar, but it doesn't have any alcohol in it. It's just sugar, right?
Correct, yes. It is. And as far as the butterbeer is concerned, actually, yes, we'll have a little bit of, you know, what we kind of consider based on the Harry Potter books, what butterbeer would be like. So, yes, you can come taste that and mix it up a little bit for yourself. So,
boy, we're two for two. First, you hit on blizzards. And now we're hitting on butterbeer.
I know, this is getting better. Keep going. We have lots of cooking programs and stuff, so food-related.
We're going to get to the January session of Booking and Cooking here in just a minute. We're going to save that towards the end. You guys are also celebrating something for another year here, and that is the king himself. Elvis Presley is going to be at the library. And I know that we talked about this a little bit last year. So the king lives. What's going on with this Elvis in the Library program?
Well, first let me say thank you. Thank you very much for mentioning
that
program.
Oh, well done.
Do you like that? All right.
You're three for three.
She's just dropping it over here.
She is, yeah.
So last year we kicked off 2018 as kind of our big year of music. And we brought this, of course, this Elvis is in the Library program. And we actually had a huge response. We had a lot of people come from in the community and then outside of the community to come, have their, you know, take a little selfie with our cutout Elvis. We had cake and we had a live feed from Graceland as they were celebrating the King birthday, and of course music and everything. Well, this year we've kind of upped the ante a little bit, and we are including for the first time, we're going to have an Elvis impersonator actually in concert at 6:30 at night in our gallery. And so he's going to be doing a show for everybody dressed up like the king and singing many of the tunes that everybody loves. And then the next thing that we're really excited is called our Little Elvis Costume Contest. So this is basically for infants and up to ages 13 or 12. And so we're basically having different categories of kids and encourage them to dress up like basically Elvis at whatever part or era that they want or favorite costume. But we're going to have prizes to give away for all of our little Elvises, and I don't know. We're kind of looking forward to seeing babies with like little side chops and gold glasses, to be really honest. But yeah, it's just going to be a really fun day of activities. And we're going to have a pair of concert tickets for a local Elvis concert celebration that's local around here in the county. And we're giving away Elvis sunglasses, and some will be the Elvis sunglasses with sideburns and all sorts of good stuff. So it's actually going to be a lot of fun.
Very nice.
We think so.
You say Little Elvis, and that takes me back to that old Saturday Night Live skit where they had Tiny Elvis, and he was standing up on the steering wheel. It was very, very funny stuff. I love the idea. So, the little ones are dressing up as Elvis. Uh-huh. That should be a lot of fun. You guys could have all kinds of fun on social media with that.
I think we could. I can't wait. I mean, who doesn't want to see a baby with, like, a little pompadour and sideburns? So, but again, I mean, we're just having some fun with it, and we hope lots of people come out. And again, if you just enjoy the music alone, like I said, we're going to be doing live feeds and music all day, and then the concert at 6:30, wrapping up with our impersonator. So
very, very fun. You can never go wrong with little Elvis, no doubt about it.
You cannot, yes.
Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys do something monthly now that I'm not sure you were doing a year ago when we had you in, called Morning Mingles. What goes on at these Morning Mingle sessions?
So the Morning Mingle is basically, we have partnered up with the local small business association group that is based out of Lorraine Community College. And that group actually helps throughout Lorraine County entrepreneurs who are just, whether they're already in business and kind of trying to help them go to the next level, or their businesses that are just getting started. They're people who really need to learn skills, everything from maybe human resources and finances to marketing and promotion. And so what we did about a year ago, because you're right, we kind of had some networking going on, but it wasn't tied to this group. And what we did is we partnered up with them and also the city of Avon Lake. And so we're all three of us, these partners in the Morning Mingles. And what happens is this is actually a really great networking opportunity for small businesses or, again, entrepreneurs that want to either take it to the next level or just want to get themselves established and learn kind of how to the basics of business, but also meet other entrepreneurs, other business people who are in the same boat they are, learn from one another, talk, share information, and of course, just make connections, because really a lot of people are doing business to business. They're helping one another out. So Morning Mingle is on a monthly basis. Typically, again, January 15th is our next meeting. It's 9:30 to about 11 o'clock in the morning, but everyone gets to come, talk about themselves, their business, and then also there's expert speakers that come in and talk to them and share information as well.
Excellent networking opportunity. No question about that. Well, speaking of great opportunities, anytime you get to share some stories and talk about books at a place as great as the John Christ Winery, you're doing something very, very well. You guys have this thing called Spirits with a Twist, and it takes place at John Christ Winery. Wonderful place. We actually did our spotlight on Avon Lake from John Christ Winery a couple of months ago.
Excellent.
It was a fantastic venue. Mm-hmm. They actually had a drink there called the Bullwhip, which totally unintentional. I mean, they knew we were coming, but I mean, that's a drink that they had long before we got there, which I thought was just fantastic. But explain the Spirits with a Twist program. What is this?
Okay, well, actually, this is one of our newer programs. We just started it in the fall. We're kind of inspired with the play on words of spirits in the fall. That was sort of Halloween and ghosts and things like that. But, of course, the spirits being, you know, wine. So what we've done is we've taken a library program outside of the library, and we're meeting at different places, and we just happen to have this particular book club, because that's what it is, at John Christ Winery. And so the other part of this with the twist part is that every book that is read every month always has a twist at the end. But of course, you have to come to book club and read the book to find out what that is. So it's a very lively and, of course, spirited book club discussion group. And yes, we get excellent attendance at this book club, so we encourage everyone to come out.
I believe it. But that's such a cool idea, too, because, yes, you're going there. And as you were mentioning earlier, too, when you go to some of these book club meetings, sometimes it's nice to break things up a little bit and go to a different venue. I mean, we want people to go to the library, of course, but sometimes it's nice to get out into a different setting. But I thought that was interesting. So it's a different book that's picked out every month. Everybody reads it. They come here and just have a book discussion. Is that how this works?
That's right. Absolutely. So we still kind of get you in the library because, of course, we want you to come into the library, and that's when you can get your free copy of the book that you can check out, or that we check out to you, and you can read that. So, like, for example, in January, we're reading The Woman in the Window, and basically about a woman who spends a lot of day drinking and looking out her window and basically being kind of nosy. But you'll kind of find out that there's kind of a mystery about the family that recently moves in her neighborhood across the street. And, of course, again, there's a twist at the end. It's just fun kind of going somewhere else. And it's also a way for the library to partner with other businesses in our community and be supportive of them, and then also introduce possibly those that are coming to our book club to that business. So we're really excited that we actually can do kind of that part as well while we're doing it.
So in some ways, another networking opportunity,
You know, just another way to support each other here in the community. And they're supporting us, too. So we appreciate that. So
very, very cool. That's a wonderful venue. Yeah. Again, can't say enough good things about John Christ Winery. They took care of us when we were there a couple months ago.
Yeah, they really are great partners. So.
Yeah, that's a wonderful place to go. Yeah. Well, I mentioned we were going to bring things back around to the food portion of things again with your Booking and Cooking program. One of my favorite programs that you guys have. And you guys have one coming up in January, which I think is pretty interesting. Tell us all about it. What's going on with the January Booking and Cooking session?
Well, I'll just say this. Our January program is Gouda, because it's all about cheese. So the Booking and Cooking, sorry.
That's a cheesy joke.
She's dropping puns all over the place.
It was pretty cheesy.
It really was.
Thank you very much.
It's the American way. Get it? American.
Wow.
Anyway, I know. See, there you go. I'll be here all night. But anyway, so January 16th is our first Booking and Cooking, and it is all about cheese, because every month we pick a theme. And so basically what happens is, anyone who is attending our programs can come in and they can get a recipe, but it has to contain cheese in some way, shape, or form. And then after once they've cooked it up, they're supposed to come into the class and they actually share it with everybody. So everyone is making food of all kind, but based on, again, for January, cheese. Cheese is somewhere in that. So if you like cheese, you should come because you will get to have some and partake of it and share whatever that you made. And then we share the recipes, basically, and then try to tell, you know, what recipe and cookbook that we might have gotten it out so people can go out and check that book out. But the whole idea is just a theme every month. And I'm trying to think of another cheese pun. I'll work on that. But anyway, so that's it for January. And then it's all about brunch in February, which I'm a brunch person. So
very nice.
Should be good. But yeah.
Well, you hit on a number of cheese puns there. So
I know.
You're ahead of the game.
I'm going to keep thinking about it. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I've got to ask about this Bookin' and Cookin' because I think it's interesting how you talk about people come, they share their recipes, and you guys do so many different themes.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool how you switch it up. When you think back at the Bookin' and Cookin's that you guys have hosted, are there a couple recipes that kind of stand out to you that you've looked at and said, wow, I mean, that was not just out of left field, but that was just so good, I really hadn't thought about that before. Are there any recipes that really kind of rise to the top for you that kind of surprised you?
That's a great question.
Well, because I think at an event like that, you get people that are willing to share some of the old family secrets, right? They come out, they share these recipes, and you get exposed to these different things you probably hadn't had a chance to experiment with before.
Here's what I'll say. We had one on Jell-O once, and so you're kind of talking a little bit about family secrets and being surprised. Okay, so I know that I sort of have seen some of those old vintage cookbooks, you know, that they brought out kind of in the 50s and 60s when Jell-O was sort of a big thing, and you're like, oh, that kind of looks interesting. But then people brought those recipes and you're like thinking, someone's going to eat this? And then it ends up being really good. Like you're just looking at like, I don't know, cottage cheese and Jell-O and I don't know, applesauce and stuff. And you're like, how does that even? And you're like, yeah, this is pretty good. Like people are sharing kind of these old family recipes. So that was kind of a surprise one because I wasn't sure like what are you going to do with Jell-O that's kind of going to surprise you? And a lot of people did kind of those throwback recipes that family had made. Thankfully, no one put like meat and Jell-O together. That was, yeah. But anyway, those were kind of surprises.
Okay, so you brought up cottage cheese and Jell-O. And I don't know if you were serious or kidding about that, but
serious.
Okay. No, I think I've seen that before.
Yes, that's so serious.
I've seen like a stacked Jell-O thing with like all
it's
kinds
like a
of different
Jell-O?
Stuff.
Yeah. The ribbon. Yeah, yes, that's it. With the red and then
the cream. There's like a cream cheese in
and
there.
And the green, yes. Yeah, it exists.
So, like, the cream cheese thing makes sense because you can make cream cheese a little sweet. I mean, that's, you know, it's a cheesecake.
Sure.
But with cottage cheese, like, who back in the 50s when Jell-O was getting big thought, hey, you know what would be a great idea if we just dumped cottage cheese in here and made it like a Jell-O surprise? But you're right.
I mean, they probably didn't have a whole lot in the kitchen during that time, and they just start taking a few things they had in the pantry and throw it all together.
Really? Because containers and stuff just kind of started and being able to really, I mean, to some extent, you know,
right.
And I agree. I think it was just sort of like, I don't know, let's see what happens. Or this is what's left before I go shopping for the next week or whatever. So yeah, this is what we're having tonight.
We got to get rid of this stuff. It's like the kitchen sink Jell-O, right? Whatever you got left, everything with the kitchen sink, just dump it in there. I've seen some too with like the chopped up pretzel pieces. I've even heard like
that's
some
the best.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen that stuff. Yeah.
But you gotta let the Jell-O set up right, or otherwise your Jell-O like seeps into your pretzels, and then you've just got wet pretzels, and no one likes soggy pretzels.
Right.
And Jell-O.
Yeah, and it's like you gotta serve it in a certain amount of time
that's
too, because you're right. Otherwise, it gets too soggy. It's not good.
That's right.
Well, we've had some fun with Jell-O here the last few minutes. Not quite sure how we stumbled onto that. I blame myself for that because I opened the door to the Bookin' and Cookin' session. But sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun
coming up
in January. Shane, before we let you go, for our listeners out there who are wondering where they can go to find out about all these great programs and the many more that you guys have available, where can they go?
Well, they just can go right over to our website, which is at www.alpl.org. And, of course, they can always come visit us in person. We're open most days of the week, every day of the week, actually. And so they can come out and see what's going on. So we actually have a new our winter programs are just actually all online, and our new winter program guide is out. So it'll have all sorts of additional information about, like, our sled dog racing program, our model railroad train display for the winter, and much, much more.
Very cool stuff. Well, Shay, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you here in studio.
Gentlemen.
And Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Hopefully the gifts that you bought 6 months ago will put some smiles on some faces next Tuesday, right? Or is it next Monday? You guys do Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
We're going to be all about Christmas Day, yeah, in our PJs, just hanging out by the Christmas tree and unwrapping gifts. So
nothing wrong with that. So, always good stuff.
Yep.
Thank you, Shay.
With my Jell-O.